Do you ever have doubts about the sincerity of your devotion to Christ? If so, what do you pray and where do you go in God's Word? And the answer is yes, I do. And they're very scary. I don't blow them off. I've been a Christian for 52 years, 53 years. I've been in the ministry, I suppose, since I was 28, before that, if you count seminary and school, and I'm 60, how old am I, three? Why should I be wondering about this? Satan is very, very deceptive. Our own hearts are very fallen. Indwelling sin is real. And there are low seasons in life that come from physical features, emotional features, spiritual attack that make you ask the most frightening questions about, am I doing this because I'm making a living at it? Am I a pastor because it's gone well? And why would you want to not have your life go well? And I haven't been persecuted enough recently, and I see some evidences that my life hasn't borne as much fruit as I'd like. And so, yes. And when that happens, because it's so scary, I mean, if that took hold and conquered, then you'd be over. Your faith would be over, your ministry would be over, and it would be terrifying. So I plead with the Lord to open my eyes. I plead with Him to incline my heart to His testimonies. I plead with Him to pour out the love of God into my heart. I plead with Him to help me see the glory of Christ as self-authenticatingly real and compelling. And I go to those places in the Bible that speak of His subjectively experienced and objectively grounded love for me. I just give you one. This is the way I did it this morning. I got up before I got out of bed, feeling some heaviness. I went to, in my head, I know this by heart, I went to, in my head, to Romans 5:5-6, because the two are brought together there. Hope will not put you to shame, John Piper, because the love of God is poured out into your heart through the Holy Spirit who has been given to you. So there it says, my hope will not put me to shame because the experience of the love of God is given to me by the Holy Spirit. And then it adds, because, for, God shows His love to us while we were yet weak. Christ died for the ungodly. That happened 2,000 years ago. I was loved 2,000 years ago. And now the Holy Spirit's given. So where my mind goes is to the historic reality. He loved me there. Christ died for me. Holy Spirit, come. Open my eyes to this. Help me to see the wonder of this. And He has to this point in my life, and I believe He will to the end. That's what the doctrine of perseverance is. To this point in my life, He has done it. He has done it. And I pray that He'll do it for you.